up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I am here with a very special guest today, all the way from the beautiful land of Chatsworth.
By proxy.
Chatsworth by proxy.
Killing myself slowly.
Actress, mother, comedian, character actress.
When does it stop?
I don't know. There's too many credits. You've seen her in 24. You've seen her in The Dropout, which you played one of the best, like, just rich women.
Yes. Out of her mind.
Out of her mind.
Just, it's like blowing up her husband for no reason. Doesn't even realize she's doing it.
At all. Yeah. Night School with Tiffany Haddish. The list goes on and on. Dude, Where's My Car?
I mean,
my God. It's Marilyn Rice Cub, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome.
Justin, I've missed you.
I've missed you too. I'm so glad you could do this today. I'm so glad you can kick off November with us.
This is important. We've got to hang on. We've got a rich, rich month ahead of us.
It's a lot. We made it through October. We're going to talk about Halloween because you and I had very frivolous Halloweens.
We went nuts.
We went balls to the wall.
Ooh.
We actually did the opposite.
When I was like, did you take the MDNA before me full hour?
Oh, I was.
And then I was like, I'm just catching up. And then I did two.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm in a K-hole.
Yeah, I'm in a K-hole. I didn't even check the candy. Yeah. I was like, F it. Let's go.
Yeah, we didn't check it.
No.
We're like, I hope someone has the Narcan on hand. Cool riffing, ML. Cool.
I hope Demi Lovato brought her EpiPen. Yeah, too much.
I've had an EpiPen before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Really?
It feels like right before a really good show of stand-up.
Mm.
Like when you're like...
Can you get addicted to EpiPens? Because that sounds fun.
I know.
Because I'm going to be in Texas this weekend and I feel like I'm just going to be like... And just get it in my leg and get me
on. I wonder if anyone does them for fun.
I'm sure I could name a handful of comics here that do.
I was starting to have anaphylactic shock. It was crawling up my body.
What was it? A bee sting?
No, it was...
Food?
I was going to get allergy shots.
Uh-huh.
And usually you sit in the office, you know, but I was going like, whatever,
uh-huh,
boring, like twice a week. And then he's like, I left to go home. And I was like, oh, I'm itching. Like, I must be sweaty. I need a shower. And then I was ignoring it. And then I looked and it was like
full
like
rash
traveling up.
Sisterhood of the traveling
rash. And I
was
looking for the Benadryl. And I called the allergist back because it was like 25 minutes after the shot. And he mm-hmm goes, no, just drive back here.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove back and I fucking got the shot. It was fun. It was kind of awesome.
Kids, get your shots.
It was scary on the way there because I was like, is my throat going to close up? Are my eyes going to close up?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to stop breathing? Am I going to drive off the road?
Which is scary because that's what I did last night. I watched Hereditary with Toni Collette. My boyfriend and I had never seen it. We did a low-key Halloween. We went out to two parties on Friday, which was great.
Oh, well, you did it.
Saturday, we just were really chill. Like, we made dinner. Sunday, we drove around the neighborhoods and looked at the decorations.
Come on.
It was perfect.
Adorable.
And then, all of a sudden, it was 11:59 p.m. last night.
Yes.
And then 12 o'clock hit, and I saw...
The ghost of Halloween?
Close. Mariah Carey announcing that it is now Christmas.
I saw that.
We need to stop. We need to stop. And I say this every year. Who is she?
Who is she
to say when we celebrate Christmas? Why are we like, she's right.
She's
the queen of royalties. Let's just get into it.
All I saw when that like little, it's time. It's just like dollar signs.
It's the same song over 20 years.
It is the crux of our entire society and culture, if you think about it. It mm-hmm is capitalism in a nutshell, because what in those two notes of it hooks into our emotions and we're like, take our money, we're gonna... But it's mixed with music, which is an organic thing that locks into your heart.
She's,
but it's also commerce. It's just,
she's the Krampus of Christmas.
She's the Krampus of Christmas.
Yes,
she's showing us the way of the downfall of our civilization as we know it.
I'm a fall
through Mariah Carey.
Thanksgiving. Hello. We need to talk about the harvest.
Can we have a moment with the harvest?
But what else is Thanksgiving?
Cornucopia, where you get the harvest. Mm.
Gatherings.
Fires.
Cinnamon brooms.
S'mores. cinnamon brooms?
I never understood.
Just mixing.
Have you seen a cinnamon broom?
Marshmallow blankets.
Marshmallow blankets. Just graham cracker bones.
Socks.
That's what I love.
We turn into Harland Williams stand-up.
We just start naming things. Mad Libs. But that's what I was just like, oh God, can we just have a minute? I'm not ready for Christmas.
Have you done like even a haunted Halloween ride?
I did a hayride. That was fun.
That's, yeah. I didn't do
and
that.
And at the end of the Halloween ride, Mariah Carey popped out. We were like, Brad, get in the car. Yeah, it was just, it's a lot. I'm like, can we please? God. And you hear it, and you know what makes me laugh is like you see these stories like of bars around like the country where they like have jukeboxes and they're like, we are only playing this song one time.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good. I was thinking it was going to be the opposite, that we're going to play it all day, every day.
I was at a Halloween party on Friday and someone put the song on and I was like, we're all cursed.
Who did that?
We're all cursed. You cannot play this song not like before November 1st. I was like, well, this is like one of those like Final Destinations.
We just aged 5 years. No! Get it out of my ears.
Old.
I'm cancer like, cells.
It's been a day and why are you 95? I'm like, help me.
Mariah proxied me.
It's too much. It's too much.
Mom,
it's choosing, too much.
Mom,
it's too much.
I can't even.
What did you do for Halloween?
Oh, what didn't
besides
I do?
Besides fentanyl in between your toes.
Let me tell you what I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Go to any of the parties I was invited to.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that. Did not do a haunted Halloween ride. Did not even really hang out with anyone or watch any scary movies. I did see some Halloween decorations by accident. You know what I did? I came to the Comedy Store.
Scary.
It was terrifying. It was an early show in the belly room.
Oh, so pretty much
I did an Instagram story in all cap letters. I usually don't reach out to people blanket, but I said, friends, can you please invite me to parties in 2 years when I'm done? Because right now I'm just driving my son to his Halloween parties.
Yeah. Did he have
I'm selfless. I'm
did
insane.
He dress up or what?
He was an inflatable pumpkin.
Okay.
He's 14, so he's on the borderline trick-or-treat vandalism.
Yeah, it's a thin line.
A threat, a cute or a threat when he comes to your door.
Yeah.
But I dropped him off in a neighborhood, which was actually my old neighborhood in Encino. I mean, it's pretty sweet when you run into those neighborhoods that are filled with kids and costumes and houses. And then I got the fuck out of there as fast as I could.
Did you pick him up?
I picked him up
at the
end.
Okay, good.
I came here and did a set,
then went up
that
to
was
pick
my
him
night.
Up. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is cool.
He had a backpack full. I mean, it was like 10 pounds of candy. I was just like, ugh, you did it.
God.
Congrats.
You did,
it's time. Doom, doom, doom. Candy.
Yeah,
it's Christmas now.
Yeah, you play that and just while you're eating, your gluttonous chocolate just, look, God.
We're a disgusting culture.
I think next Halloween I'm going to go as Mariah Krampus. I think that would, like, if I did some prosthetics, maybe some antlers, like the little, slutty, like, sleigh bell, like the Annie Letterman chest plate that she's wearing and trying to normalize, but it's just not happening.
Part of me, that was very shocking and jarring to see but then a part of me was like, I get it. Because I'm a small-breasted woman, and I do. Sometimes it's fun to put on some big breasts, and live a little.
Just
you know?
Try it out. Just see what all the
live
fuss is about.
See what all the fuss is about.
Well, I want to get into this because we have a fun episode for you today. We're gonna do a whole Halloween recap, just because it's in the news, it's current, it's the first, it's fall. Here's the thing. I like fall. When I think of fall, I think of like the leaves changing. I think of like Taylor Swift and Adele owning the music charts. Mm-hmm. We'll get into a little Taylor Swift in a minute because I think it's all rigged.
You do.
Did you see the whole Billboard chart thing?
What is she like 1 out of 5?
Oh no, she's the whole 10. She's like each song is like number 1 through 10. She's the first woman in history to have each song on the top 10 of the Billboard 100. I call bullshit. But you know what?
That's like some insider trading.
Yeah, that's like send out your minions. Fly! hi, yes, to like, yeah. And they're all like weirdly enough in correlation to the track numbers to her new album, Midnights. But good for her.
She's been putting this in place for years.
Yeah.
By the way that she drops things,
yes.
It kind of follows the classic path of what they tell you to do for social media, like the slow build.
Yes.
To the point where people are just instantly like, we got to have the thing. It's amazing.
We've got to do it.
Yeah. The Easter eggs, how does she do it? It's like she's really primed the pump.
She's the Black Friday of music, where like she'll do something and everyone tramples everybody and like gets to it. Now, that's the thing, too. I was talking about it last week where she's like the queen of Easter eggs, where she's like, oh, my God, I'm the first female to have the top 10 songs on the Billboard 100. This came out at 10 p.m. in the 10th month of the year. I'm like, get out of here. Can we just have a normal day?
She's AI.
Yeah, it's so much. But anyways, I'll give it to her because I think she's a fall autumn queen and we'll let her. And the album's not... The album's not bad, but I'm not like, oh my God, this is the best. It's a lot of whispering and just like, you know what I mean? It's just
is it
like
better Taylor than
Swift,
the one before?
Taylor Swift isn't like, she's just like, I went to the store and I got some milk and then you walked by. And you're like, okay.
And you took my heart with you
when you went away.
And you didn't buy bags, but you carried our groceries and we got on our bikes. And then I said.
And it's 10 cents a bag for the strings of my heart. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
It's just, and you're like, okay. And everyone's like, yes, queen, give it to us. And yeah. I'm like, am I on the same planet? Anyways, okay. Halloween.
Halloween.
Here's the best celeb costumes of the year. I always think this is fun because, you know, it's always great to see everybody dress up. Now, did you see the monstrosity that was Heidi Klum?
No.
That's Heidi Klum right there at the top. Go up right there, John, right there. See that? That it looks like strips of bacon.
Oh, I did see that. I scrolled very as quickly as I possibly could past it.
She went as a worm.
I hate this very much.
I hate this very much as well because, first of
this
all...
This makes me vote for slutty, pretty costumes all day long. If I had to choose over this, I would choose that.
This was the 21st year she's done this Halloween costume like contest. She wins, but it's fucking terrifying. It's just this giant slug. I don't know where I'm more mortified, the eyes or the teeth. But it is a giant ass worm. You've seen it all over your Instagram. Everyone's like, what? It's gross. She went with her boyfriend. He went as a fisherman with his eye out. And then like, then she took it off and she had like a bedazzled like jewel outfit because she's got to pee sometime. And then she just left the worm face on. So I thought that was kind of weird, but it's just weird. She's rolling around. It's giving me PTSD. It's triggering me because I remember the movie Poltergeist 2 when the dad drinks the tequila and the worm.
Mm.
Did you ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
With the scary preacher man?
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of my favorite like horror villains of all time. Maybe I'll go as him next year. He was good. But he drinks this tequila and the worm comes out of his mouth and it starts crawling across the floor. That's what I got from that.
Well, then that should be good. This is a good Halloween costume.
I mean, she did it, but it's also like,
I hate
Heidi,
it.
A worm, gross.
It's so gross.
Just do what Lizzo did. Dress up like Marge Simpson.
I think we're fighting against Taylor Swift, and we have to admit she's a queen. We're fighting against the worm, and we have to admit it might be the best Halloween costume ever because it's disgusting and scary.
We're very...
And it's from under the earth. That's a good...
Yeah. And it eats your dead body.
That is pretty... She does win the costume. She wins
I'm nauseous. You know why?
It triggered me to have those
memories. Yeah.
I just scrolled past it. I was like,
No,
I don't want to even know what that is.
And it makes me like, we're very like conflicted because we're like, and I blame the Scorpio moon. That's what everyone's talking about. Everyone's like Scorpio moon. That's what everyone's angry and mad and their heads are cloudy. And I said something to one of my friends and I was like, I'm really like going through it right now. I'm having a hard time this week. And they were like, Scorpio moon. And I'm like, oh, thank you. That really just saged my day.
How do you know when any of it means anything?
But it made me like they knew about it and it made me feel stupid because I was like, of course.
Yes.
Like I went along with it. I was like, correct. All right. So
can I admit something to you?
Sure.
This is, it's dumb. It's, you're going to be like, whatever. But to me, it's embarrassing because I have to admit that I did this. I called on the phone to get a psychic reading at this place.
What? Really? Okay.
I know. It's
recently
so dumb.
Or 1995?
Recently.
Okay.
But it's a place, not like the psychic hotline, but okay, like an actual, that they're doing it because of COVID, like a person that uh-huh reads your tarot cards. That's sure a Halloween event.
Yeah.
I'm a lady. I'm at home alone. Let's just pull some tarot cards.
Yeah.
And I said to the guy, like, 3 to 5 years, like, what do I do now to plan for my three, whatever. I'm trying to come up with a question or something. And he goes, I don't think I'm a good fit for you.
It's not you, it's me.
I got rejected.
You got rejected by the psychic.
And I swear to you, that's all. I didn't have any questions. I was just calling to just like, everything's fine. I just was like, let's do something witchy. You know what I mean? And let me try to come up with a question, because you're supposed to go to you like, do you have any questions?
And he's like, red flag, I'm out.
He goes, I don't do long-term generalities. I go, okay, what do you do?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll tell you, like, what's happening. I go, all right. Like, I'm trying to then talk him into it.
Yeah.
And then I just go,
like, I swear I'm a good fit. You're trying to sell yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm here for the job.
What just happened? And then I was like, what am I doing? And I said, okay. And then the operator got back on the phone and he goes, do you want to go with so-and-so or so-and-so? And I said, no, I think this is just a refund.
Was this
situation
BetterHelp for psychics where they're just like... if the operator got on?
This is a good
on
Halloween story, though. It is a good... I'm embarrassed.
What if the operator got on and was like, listen, John's never quit on a client before, and you're
I
the
talked
first.
To the guy for 10 seconds yeah before he said, I can't do this.
After the call, our psychic took a bath with his toaster. So thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to think that I really don't have any problems, even though I'm, you know, bitching about driving here. I think my power was too much for him.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, get the F off my phone.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, can I just, I was probably like all businesslike, and he's like, you're not damaged with, I mean, I am damaged, but.
Well, I mean, that's why we're all here, right?
Yeah.
We're all damaged.
But yeah, to be calling a psychic line, that was not a good move for
it's
me.
It's okay.
He knew
you
it.
Be curious.
Yeah.
Look at this. Lizzo is Marge. Let's, yeah, look at her.
What do
she
we think about
Marge
this?
Marge Simpson.
Is this the opposite of the worm in
this
every
is,
way?
No, this is, there was actually a Marge off that happened this year. Cardi B and Lizzo both went as Marge Simpson.
Adorable.
I'm going to go with Cardi B. Cardi B kind of rocked it a little harder for me than Lizzo. See, look at, that's Cardi. It's pretty sick, right? She looks good.
I feel like your decision is based in fat shaming.
What? No, it's not.
I'm coming in cold, and I saw it scroll from that to that.
No, my decision.
Without saying anything, you went,
look.
Hers is dope,
no,
right?
No, my decision is like, this is what you order online, Cardi, and this is what you get in reality, Lizzo. That is not.
Say no more.
It's just like, okay. It's like that woman at the hospital who dresses up like on Halloween.
That is true.
Meanwhile, Cardi B is like giving you full on Hollywood glam Marge. And it's also like sexy Marge.
Yeah, that was my point in my previous
Lizzo's
comment.
Sexy too, but it's like.
Well, it looks,
I mean,
you're
look,
right. It looks
why
like a sequin
startled
dress that you're like got from the thrift store.
But look, the makeup's not good. It's like,
yeah, why just, is she holding onto the wall?
I don't understand the nose contour. That's not like,
well,
I don't get it.
Could Lizzo have saved it if she had struck a more sexy pose and had a better background? Is this the problem of the internet and the one shot that we're seeing?
Probably. I think the hair's good.
I was just going to complain about the hair.
Oh,
say
Lizzo's hair?
It looks like a,
Oh, now we're hair shaming. Is that what we're doing? Perfect. Great. On my own podcast. Know your audience.
I'll take it. I'll take the heat. I'll take the heat. Looks like a
I mean, it's just
British.
It looks like that girl. It's like, hey, we're going to give a prize away to the best costume. And this girl's like, I'm going to do Marge Simpson finally. And I'm going to win the whole thing. And Cardi shows up like, I'm not even trying.
Yeah.
It's kind of effortless. Like, if you're going to do, like, you have to
Dude, like, I mean, that's hot. I mean, my that's God. Hot as hell.
It's so good. All right, so I'm going to go Cardi B on this one. It looks great.
Also, well, sorry, one more thing. Lizzo, does Marge not have any facial features, the cartoon? Because Lizzo didn't do any, like, eyeliner or lipstick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. That looks weird.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like the Tin Man makeup or something. Like, this is, like, cartoon, like, Marge is Jessica Rabbit.
Wow. Is she dusting a Grammy, too?
Absolutely.
And Cardi B.
Oh, Homer.
W.
All right. Here, these are great.
She is the most incredible being that's ever walked Earth.
Hailey Bailey is going to be playing the Little Mermaid. She's the one that just caused all the controversy.
Praise Hailey Bailey.
We've got a black mermaid in our oceans. Now she's showing up, everybody, dressing up as an avatar, and
incredible.
She looks fantastic.
Incredible.
It looks so good.
Like, there better be a movie made about
seriously,
that.
Seriously, yeah. I'm like, just an avatar.
That's the shit right there.
That looks so good. Yes, I agree with this one. And then we also had, I mean, this was, I think, my winner of the year was Janelle Monáe. Janelle Monáe had several other costumes, but she went as the diva Plava Laguna.
Yeah.
From The Fifth Element, who is like the opera singer. Here's the thing. Like, when you have money and you've got like 10 costume parties to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some of these celebrities that were just like had like 4 or 5 a day.
That's what I'm trying to wrap my mind around. The time and the effort, because that is like, it really is next level.
It's next level. That, like when you've got
makeup
artists and just like, that's P. Diddy, like, or Diddy, whatever
incredible.
He goes by now. He went
incredible.
As the Joker.
I love that he did. And this might be my favorite because it's more, he's under there. It's not like a mask. It has that combo of he gets to be that personality.
Yeah.
And plus there aren't things like built on him. He's just in his body in that costume.
And
I love that.
He actually got into a fight with someone.
He better.
As the Joker.
I hope he killed a few people too.
Oh my God. But it is kind of scary because I feel like once you, like you said, you put that
unleashed. On. He's unleashing it.
Yeah. Like once you put that like stuff on and you can kind of become that person, I think that's like where it's like, whoa,
yeah. Girl,
you got to watch yourself because you don't want to get too crazy.
You're letting the inner Joker out.
Let's see. Get out of here, Courtney Cox.
I'm a Joker fan.
JoJo Siwa dressed up as Draco Malfoy. That's me, Draco Malfoy. I know. We
His
have a
reaction,
love-hate.
And then you and I just
looking
had
at
a
each other.
Stare.
Which, by the way, can I just say, this is kind of a cop-out, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, I'm listening.
I have this outfit at home.
Yes.
You get it from Universal Studios
the L.L.
after
Bean
a whole day.
With the green on the inside, the navy blue on the outside.
Yeah, no, you go to Hogwarts after a full day of drinking, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to be an adult wizard.
Yeah,
and
buy a wand.
You get a wand, you get your house picked, which I was this, Slytherin, and then you walk around the park and just start cursing children. And then get asked to leave eventually. But regardless, this was just kind of like, I've got platinum hair, whatever.
Did she have platinum hair before she...
JoJo Siwa, yeah.
Okay.
She's had platinum hair. Like, her hair's like...
Look, I'm sorry I'm not up on JoJo Siwa's hair.
You need to get into
it. You're saying she was always platinum.
She was always platinum and like weird pink and bows and shit like that.
I didn't know she was... I thought she was blonde, but not... whatever.
No,
I thought the white blonde was like, and you were saying that's what
that's
made her
like
be.
White blonde, but she was blonde. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's like platinum.
All
blonde.
Right. We're over it. The Draco. We're done.
Addison Rae, get out of here. I don't give a
no
shit.
Care.
Let's see.
No care.
Eugene Lee. There was a lot of people who did Vecna from
again
Stranger
with the
Things,
production value.
Right. But like Patrick Starr did Vecna. Eugene Lee Yang did Vecna. There was a lot of Stranger Thing nods. And I think it's pretty incredible.
It is incredible.
Chloe Bailey went as Storm. That's Hailey Bailey's sister.
Okay.
That's fucking sick. I like
that.
That
doesn't even look like a photograph.
Oh, now here we have.
Here we
and
are.
Then we'll get into
look at
the next
titties.
Story. This is Saweetie.
They're like going upward.
Yeah. Get into it, yeah. So Saweetie, I think that was a Saweetie song, right? Getting to it?
My best
I don't
friend.
Know. God.
No idea.
She dressed up as Mystique. So we had Storm from Mystique. We had a lot of X-Men. I think Kiki Palmer did Rogue, which was pretty cool. I think Paris Hilton did Sailor Moon, which was pretty cool.
No, that is cool.
Yeah. Also, there's an artist that I follow. I think his name is Carlos. Hold on. Let me make sure I got it right. Hold on. Wait. Is this him? No. Anyways, I'll just say this. There's an artist that I follow that he has digitally like done these celebrities as superheroes, and they actually like got tagged and they saw it and did their costumes. So I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, but that's really cool.
The awkward is that
collaborative.
A very like trendy collab. So Saweetie went as Mystique, and then She Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yes.
She is the creator of shapewear.
I thought you were going to say she's the creator of ye.
We'll call her
Ye's demise. The creator of okay, that's already.
We'll call
gone
her
too far.
Jen Jardashian. No, it's Kim Kardashian. I tried, but
Jim,
I cut it.
Jim. Let's call her Jimmy.
She's been dressing up all week, and
of course,
like every costume, you know, and then. This made me laugh so hard. She shows up to Tracee Ellis Ross's 50th
That's
birthday
so
party in a full-on body paint Mystique outfit, the same as Saweetie, like the blue lady. She can morph into stuff. And she shows up to a birthday dinner in full costume when it wasn't a costume party. Now, has that ever happened to you where you're like, oh, I'm going to just dress up, and then you show up and everyone's like, what are you doing? No.
No.
But I think this was...
I don't think it's unheard of.
It's like, oh, if you have a party during Halloween, do you just automatically assume it's a Halloween party?
I know. There's a couple of factors, though. You know going into something if it's a dinner party.
Yeah, it's called read the invitation.
If it's a sit-down dinner party... This is a tough call.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
but
what
she also came with two friends.
Yes, she came with Olivia and Natalie.
I'm going back a couple steps and questioning the nature of this invite itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this a like
plus
hey,
two?
Stop by. Yeah, when did it become a plus two?
Yeah,
and when is a dinner party like a stop by that you're not? You don't really know. Did she just maybe she didn't pay attention?
I think
she just
I don't
thought
think...
it was.
I don't think her assistant told her, like, hey,
it's her birthday, it's a dinner.
Nat and Liv are here. They went as two X-Men who I've never heard of from the Marvel Universe.
Perfect.
I honestly, and that's no shade to them, I just don't know.
I think that X-Men character is called Bustier.
TNA?
TNA.
Yeah.
TNA, her powers are...
I mean, they look good, but it's like I would be mortified. Oh, I'm sure it was fine because they're beautiful women and
right.
They walk in and I'm sure all these husbands are like, blah, blah.
Right.
You know,
conversation
like,
piece.
Oh, I don't know. It was a costume party. Harold, you're jerking off again. Oh, God, I'm sorry. You know, like, who knows?
I feel like her. I'm totally reading into it. I feel like her experience is so heightened.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy K.
Jim Kardashian, yeah.
That. She probably was like, I'm a human, you guys. You know what I mean? Like,
barely.
Can you believe I did this?
And I can't believe I'm that crazy of a person.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the headline said. It's like, when you get invited to a party and aren't told it's not a costume party.
Like,
I know.
Now that we're hashing it out, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Would that even really happen?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to, like, turn her away.
No, but how would
how badass
be...
would that have been? They're like, get out.
She didn't dress for the party. She was already dressed. That was probably more than one event that she went to that night.
Probably. But like that whole group...
You wouldn't dress like that to go to Tracee Ellis Ross's 50th dinner, sit down dinner.
Yeah.
If you knew.
Yeah. I would be mortified. I would be more mortified if Diana Ross was there and I showed up looking like Mystique.
Oh, God.
I'm like, hey, guys. Everyone's like, what are you doing? I thought it was a costume party. No, it's not a costume party.
The best take is just getting shade from Mama Diana Ross.
Diana Ross being like, what are you doing?
Put this blazer on.
Yeah, we see your blussy, which is a blue. God, it's so much. Speaking of so much, Halloween is over. We put a nail in the coffin. We'll see you next year. Unfortunately, we have to see this turd now. Elon Musk is the new owner of Twitter. Tweets unfounded anti-LGBTQ conspiracy theory about Paul Pelosi's attack. He was also at Heidi Klum's party, dressed up what else like an asshole. So Elon Musk sent the since then deleted tweet, which linked to a story on a website that has a history of publishing false information to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Musk's tweet had more than 24,000 retweets and 86,000 likes late Sunday morning before he deleted it. Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, was attacked by a hammer-wielding psychopath.
Heard of it.
So weird.
It's so fucked up.
Terrifying. Like Halloween.
I feel like I'm swearing a lot on your podcast.
It's okay. It's fine. It's November
1st. We're trying to keep this on the up and up.
I know. I wasn't going to go like too much into this, but I was just kind of like, ugh. Like,
I'm not going to drop any more F-bombs.
It's fine if you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Elon.
Yeah. I mean, so he tweeted... Or hold on. Hillary Clinton tweeted a link to the story with the message of this was about Paul Pelosi's attack. She said the Republican Party and its mouthpieces now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It is shocking but not surprising that violence is a result. As citizens, we must hold them accountable for their words and the actions that follow. So Elon was like, hold my beer while at Heidi Klum's Halloween party. And he got on a website called the Santa Monica Observer that questioned the circumstances of the attack on Pelosi. He says there's a tiny possibility there might be more to this story than meets the eye, he wrote. So I guess that's like, I don't know if that's because it's like Santa Monica Observer. Like, is that gay? Or they're saying it was a gay attack? He's a douche. Are you leaving Twitter? Are we leaving Twitter?
For $20 a month, I'm gone.
$20 a month?
He wants people to have a $20 a month subscription to keep themselves verified.
To keep your blue check.
Get out of here. Yeah. I barely am on Twitter. And when I'm on Twitter, it's usually like to see what's trending or like if there was an earthquake.
Can you imagine thinking you're so important, which I mean, I guess he is important because he's the billionaire of billionaires of us all shaping our world. So I guess he is that important, but that you stop what you're doing to go, hey, guys, there's more to this story.
Yeah, there's more than meets the eye. But also, I'm like, are you saying that because he was hit with a hammer?
No, he's saying that because they're saying he was attacked by a hammer wielding intruder, but the story is that he has a gay lover that was in the house.
First of all, no. That's gay guys do not use hammers.
So people were... it's way too crude.
We have a weapon.
No, swords. We either get TaskRabbit or our lesbian neighbors to use hammers.
That's correct.
We do not use hammers. I'm sorry that... No, no, that is not true.
Fantastic.
Not
true. I guess they're saying... Like, don't jump to that it was right wing so quickly. Has that been what people are saying?
Well, I mean, the guy was a psychopath who was like when a guy shows up on your doorstep with a hammer and he's like, where's Nancy? Like, what?
And then there was another comedian who commented. I honestly don't remember.
Were they attacked by a hammer and now are booked on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank
great.
You.
Great.
Perfect side
great.
Note.
Great, 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 great.
That said, well, maybe it was a disgruntled person who lost money in the pandemic and the stock market while Pelosi was using insider trading.
Mm.
So they were trying to like tit for tat, you know, don't say that it's right wing that's bad because
mm-hmm.
the Democrats are just as slimy and bad. They're trying to like even the playing field of all politics are slimy.
Much like what we were doing between Cardi B and Lizzo's Halloween costume. See?
Yeah.
See?
What's the diff at the end of the day?
Who was the better
Marge? The only
Marge?
Thing we can be sure about is that Marge? Gays were not involved.
Gays
That's
were not
the
involved.
Only thing we can say unequivocally.
Unless there was a gay guy out there who was like, TaskRabbit, have I got a job for you? Where's Nancy? God, it's so fucking scary, though. Halloween weekend and a crazy person with a hair. Like, I wonder if, like, was he just like, that's a great costume.
Yeah.
And, like, threw him a Kit Kat, and then he, like, ran in the house. It's so awful.
It's
I hope
really
he gets better.
Scary.
So scary. Blah, blah, blah. Speaking of scary.
Yes.
This story came out of Indonesia, where missing grandmother was eaten alive by a 22-foot python. Now, I love stories like this because it makes me go, goo!
You really are lightening up. You're shining bright like the sun. You're like, can we get off the hammer and Elon Musk and onto the python? Let's go,
I
baby.
Like weird shit like this, though.
You're like, at least this is nature taking over.
Nature is metal.
Thank
it
you,
is.
Nature.
It's one of my favorite Instagram accounts
ever. You're
like,
take this sweet lady to the
was she
to heaven.
Though?
Was she wasn't?
See,
tell
are you just
more.
Saying she's sweet because she's a 54-year-old
Thank
grandma?
Thank you.
And also...
Let me stop at the party, Heidi Klum's party. Mm-hmm. There's more than meets the eye to the python story. Go
and
on.
And also, 54-year-old grandmother?
Thank you, Justin.
You're
not
very
old
welcome.
Enough to be a
you're
grandmother.
Not, you're not.
I'm not even near.
You're not.
I just want to be invited to more parties.
54-year-old grandmother. That means...
I can still dress up like...
Marge?
No. Yeah, Cardi B Marge.
Cardi B Marge.
Mystique. I immediately
Ooh,
forgot
Mystique,
the name.
Ooh, Mystique. Yes. You could do
Jimmy
Mystique.
Was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But a 54-year-old Indonesian grandmother who went missing last Friday while collecting rubber. What?
That's what they do.
She was asking for it.
Yeah.
On a plantation.
Collect that rubber.
Near her home in Jambi was eventually found in the stomach of a 22-foot python after a 2-day search. Okay. Family members of
Why are you suspicious?
Because after a 2-day search, they found a 22-foot python.
They didn't know it was there, you're saying?
Yeah. They're like, oh, watch out for those tree roots. Oh, shit, that's a snake.
Are you saying someone fed her to the python?
Yes.
No.
Allegedly. You have to say allegedly now.
Someone allegedly fed her?
Yeah, I mean...
Can you add allegedly to everything that I've said during this podcast?
Absolutely, allegedly.
On it.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So allegedly, I'll add the word allegedly.
Here we go. Family members of the woman identified as Jarok, okay, called emergency services on Friday evening and started searching through nearby wooded areas, okay, and then they found this. Okay. So Sunday morning, a search party found the reticulated python with a large bulge in its stomach. Well, it is gray sweatpants season. Residents killed the snake. I mean, my God, I hate
it
that.
It was fall.
Yeah, it was fall. You know, it's a big bulge. Residents killed the snake and dissected its stomach contents. Everyone was astonished. It turned out that the woman we were looking for was in the snake's stomach.
Slicing into the massive reptile's stomach to retrieve the woman's remains.
No one witnessed the woman being eaten. It had been nearly 48 hours since she disappeared. Reticulated pythons are the biggest snakes in the world, with some growing as long as 28 feet and weighing up to 320 pounds.
There's a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
She was murdered, allegedly. First of all, she's 54. She's not like 98.
Right.
You know, she can fight off. Like if like a snake bit you.
Right.
It's going to try and wrap around you, and it's going to be heavy, but I don't think it's going to, like, unless it knocks you off the ground and then wraps around you and then chokes you immediately. But snakes are kind of slow, especially if they're 28 feet long.
That's what, and that brings your other point of they didn't know how far in did she go? What did grab her on the road and then go into the deep?
Yeah,
into the,
no, it's not like a movie. It's not like...
Yeah,
you know, it's not going to drag you across.
So the least we can guess is that she was out cold.
She was out cold. Somebody knocked her over the head with a rubber mallet. She was collecting
Someone
rubber
had
or whatever.
Premeditated. I'm going to feed you to a python.
And they fed her to the python so her body wouldn't get discovered. Also,
and you're guessing this is all who we don't know. We're going to have to take a little vacation over there and see.
To
get down on the ground and see what's going on. But you got to assume that people know of this python.
Yeah. I think you and I
they
need...
They don't just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like they're like, oh, just
fear to the... It's not the ocean where they can show up. Even so,
right.
People know where large beasts are.
Yeah, it's not like a like an underground, like cavernous, mutated thing.
We got to know.
Also, there's a thing where if you startle a snake, they usually like regurgitate what they're eating so it makes them lighter so they can
get
away.
What are you with the snake facts?
I know nature. I watch documentaries and BBC, which stands for the British Broadcasting Channel, not the other BBC. But yeah, that's what they do. So I think, and this also gives me trauma. Again, of a nut, like remember at the beginning of the
Can
podcast?
We stop giving Justin trauma.
The spitting of the
for
worm.
This fall. Can we have a 1 month of fall without being triggered? Can we just put our gray sweatpants on, watch Hereditary,
and just
make some pasta
and decode Taylor Swift lyrics?
Is that
please?
Too much to ask?
That's all I want. What does it mean when she says lavender haze? Is it lesbian?
It better be.
It better be. But
you're Taylor Swift.
Speaking of music.
Do you think she's to the point where she just gets whatever she wants, whenever she wants?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the mood for...
chaos.
Dark-haired.
Yeah.
Tonight.
I want to talk shit about this person and ruin them. But not mention them by name, but like allude to it. And then people are like, who is she talking about? Who is she...
Oh, you're saying it doesn't matter what she does. It's all gold.
It's all gold. Like, she, I'm already predicting the Grammy. She's going to win all of them. And I'm bored. I'm bored. You know I'm not bored about is Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
More Chaka Khan, please.
Chaka Khan said in the Daily Mail that singers who use auto-tune should get a job at the post office.
Could not love her more.
Years after she disapproved of Kanye West's sample on her song. Mm. And I think this
is
amazing.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one, though.
Chaka Khan?
No, I'm saying her complaining about the sampling reminds me of like Howard Stern going, podcasts aren't real. It's somebody who's like, I'm sorry. You have even if you don't like sampling privately, because you're from another time.
Yeah.
Publicly, you have to be like, hey... What a compliment.
Right.
Because but every, you can't fight against...
But every song now is sampled.
Yes, that's
like,
my point.
I've heard... Like,
that's
if
my
you
point.
Listen to any top...
It, you have to accept it. You can't fight against it.
Yeah. Like, Super Freak is now sampled by Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Her new song. There's a song by Charlie XCX, which is sampling... September's You'll Never See Me Again, which is great. Club banger, but yeah, there's a lot of songs that are sampling. I think Sam Smith is sampling the Catholic Church with that Unholy song that I hear everywhere. Doing something unholy. But yeah, so I guess Kanye West sampled Through the Fire. Well, her 1984 hit song.
That's right.
And she's like, if you auto-tune, you need to go get a job at the post office.
Hilarious.
Because they're hiring. Now, Kanye West, this came out today, his fans are now starting a GoFundMe to make him a billionaire again. That's what I want my fans to do.
I mean...
If you're listening to this... Just start a GoFundMe to help me get through things.
What a world. God. What a world we live in.
But what? How does that family meeting go? It's like, all right, we got to send the kids to college. We got to pay the mortgage. But first, we need to get Ye back on Forbes billionaire status. Honey, don't you think this has gone a little
too
far?
This is our tithing. No. Kanye is the father of all music.
I can't even tell. I only know like one Kanye West song. Gold Digger. That's it.
Really?
Do you know? I don't
know.
No,
I know quite a few more than that. Mm-mm. But can I tell you something?
Sure.
My son is 14.
Mm-hmm.
He, I don't know what words he used, but he said that like Kanye is, like to him, Kanye is like the Beatles. And like Kanye is like done every, in charge of all music.
Okay. You should have left your son in the neighborhood.
Like he really thinks... He's done all genres. He influences everyone. He
is
this is what the youth of today.
I disagree
about Kanye.
That he what like this is sad. Not your son, but like that is, I get that. That is like where it's like influential. But does he not? Here's what I think.
No, he will not acknowledge any anything anything that even sounds like even the production. He'll be like, nah, like he can't. He can only listen to current music.
How does your son feel about the cancellation of Kanye? Have y'all had that talk? That,
you know
that,
what? This is where I love my son. Every time it gets to the point where I feel like I gotta, you know, cannot speak to you anymore, he will admit that he's gone too far.
He has gone too far.
Yes. So that is promising.
So is he still a fan?
I think so.
Yeah. Are we picking up this like vacuum cleaner? Okay. So the maintenance.
But he's very aware, which makes me happy. Like I think it was something came on the radio and he was like, is so and so playing that? I was like, no, this, and he said, oh, I didn't think so, because Kanye's done with.
I mean, I have to once again.
I pushed my son over the edge.
What?
He justified the White Lives Matter because he was like, he was saying something, blah blah blah. And then the Jewish comment pushed him. My son was just like, he needs help.
Good. And that's a 14-year-old
yeah.
telling a grown man.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good. You can pick him up now from the neighborhood.
Thank you. But yes, I don't know the words to say how he thinks about his music, but just that he's like
at least
the library of all.
That's
music.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to go back to Taylor Swift.
Please do.
After Kanye humiliated her on the VMAs or the whatever that was, the VMAs. I think she was like, went home and conjured up some evil and like,
She did.
Released her hellfire.
Yes, she did.
And and now she's like at the top of her game and he's like.
Well, she had a moment too around that time. Was this in her documentary where she was talking about, well, I'm 30 now.
I'm worried,
you know, how do I keep it going? Are people going to get tired of me and anything?
Yes. I mean, no, they're
I'm
not tired.
Paraphrasing because I saw it a long time ago, but she was lamenting, like, which was kind of cool to hear an artist going, like, oh my gosh. But then to see the fire and hell fury that she unleashed is
through the fire, through the living hell. Shaka Khan. Yeah, see? It all plays out on this podcast.
Do you feel ghost vibes?
Not today.
Okay.
I did last week. We had a couple ghost vibes here last
week.
Because we had a psychic who didn't hang up the phone with us. Brittany Lee Tarot. You should call her. She'll give you a reading.
I had to listen to that pod. Was it good?
She's on Instagram. Yeah, it's
can
great.
Can you believe I got rejected from a psychic? You can.
I can, but I also can't. I can because I feel like maybe it was a lot on his end where he's like, oh God, this lady's going to make me combust. Oh. Or, but that's good on you. At least you know, at least you now know you have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But also it does make me laugh because it was over the phone.
Yeah.
Like what if it was in person? What if you showed up and he's like, oh God, like, and like reacted like horrified. He's like, huh, he just... Like in that Family Guy episode where he just grabs the gasoline and just lights himself on fire and jumps out a window and you're like,
I did that to you just by my presence. That's what I bring. What do you bring?
The dragon flame
is
here.
Yeah. I said, this is what I bring. And he went, ah.
And this was on a phone. What was the service?
It's this actual store.
Topless Psychics? Was it like a pink van on the side?
No, it's an actual place. It wasn't that. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Here's something that I wanted to discuss because it intrigued me. This woman claims to sniff her husband's dirty underwear to make sure he's not cheating. Are we yay or nay this technique? Kanye or nay on this?
I understand it.
Okay.
So, you know, I wish I could say... How, you know, why would she do that or don't do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked because she's doing this because she wants to find out if he's cheating. She smells his dirty underwear to sniff out potential love rivals. She's detailed the infidelity smell test on the reality TV show Rica, Famosa, Latina, Rich, Famous, Latin. She says, I always check the expenses of the credit card, the calls at midnight, and I even smell his underpants and even the likes on his Instagram. She said, while describing how she confirms whether her husband of 3 years, Mexican singer Edwin Luna, has been faithful. She shared the snippet to his 3.6 million Instagram followers with a caption inquiring if this was proof of that his other half was toxic. It's a little violating, if you ask me.
That she herself is toxic? Or no, that she's saying that about him, that he's toxic.
I think, I think they're both toxic at this point.
But what was the proof thing? Who's proving what?
She's trying to see if he's cheating on her by smelling his underwear.
Right.
And going through his Instagram to see his
likes. This is not.
So she's unstable.
Yeah.
And also she's like, a public figure, like married or, you know, dating this like singer. Yeah. So that's kind of weird to me. And going on social media being like, I smell my boyfriend's underwear to see if he's cheating, which I don't understand. How would that? Got it. I thought about it for a second. Got it. So at the end of the clip on her Instagram, the vocal star declares that she says she is not toxic, poking fun at the alleged statement. The camera then pans to his wife, who raises a quizzical eyebrow. So it is his wife.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. She's got some shit on her nose, though. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Talk about tortas. I mean...
Would you go that far? How far would you go to see if someone was cheating on you?
I would not, but if I did, I certainly wouldn't announce that.
That's what I think. Sometimes it's best to just keep things off of social media.
Yeah,
call me old-fashioned.
It's not very thought through.
Yeah, as a 54...
Where are you going to get to by announcing this?
Exactly.
What's the end game?
I just like keeping things simple. As a 54-year-old grandmother, I just feel like some things just don't need to be...
I like a crackling fire. I like some warm socks.
Thank
some
you.
Fall leaves.
Thank you. Eaten by a python.
You know, whatever time I get with you is our time we spend together.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go looking at your credit cards. That's a waste of my life's energy.
But sniffing your underwear, however, I could do every day.
You know.
What's weirder?
She admitting, was doing that anyway.
What's weirder? Admitting that you sniff your boyfriend or your spouse, your girlfriend, whatever's underwear to see if they're cheating, or getting caught actually in the act of doing it? Because I feel like in the gay community, like,
if you get caught, you're looking to get caught.
Right, but I feel like in the gay community, like, that's kind of a turn-on. Sniffing underwear. Or, like, jock straps. Or my web history.
Right.
It's like a thing. That and, TaskRabbit.
It's titillating. It's titillating.
It's like a, like, it's like...
Okay.
I know. Is that too much? So I feel like if... Like, oh, I'm going to catch him. Good luck to her.
You know what's funny is a minute ago, you had to imagine a woman doing it. But in gay culture, it's yum. Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte. Seasonal.
You kind of did say.
Yeah, it's like a fall candle.
It was almost an aside. You're like, well, of course, like. I do that. It's fun.
No. I'm saying like that's part of like some people get turned on by that. They may not or may be
right.
In this
and
room.
You're saying in this case. Then why was it so foreign for you to imagine?
Because she's
you had
doing,
to go through the
she's
machinations like, of a straight
she
couple.
Doesn't
what
trust
she
him
smell?
Enough. I wouldn't check like likes and stuff like that. I think that's a little too
right.
Crazy.
You're saying yeah. A sniff for an excitement. Not, I gotcha.
You know,
that's an eroding of trust.
We started this podcast just celebrating the things we love about fall.
We tried to keep it about leaves. We really tried, Justin. And here we are.
Just
here.
Dirty underwear.
Okay,
I'll end it with this. Last story of the week.
Wait, can we just say, yes. To cap that off,
mm-hmm.
Yes for a mutual excitement. No, when you're trying to catch somebody.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Moving along.
Seduction and flirtation, yes. Accusing the other of cheating, no. Yeah. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Happy fall, everyone.
I saw you sniffing my jock strap on a Saturday. Taylor.
I know it was gray sweatpants month. I saw your bulge and I knew you weren't March. I said, that's my man. He's eaten by a python. That python's me. If you look inside, that's what you'll allegedly see.
Top 10 right there. God, I mean, the Just Saying, the Just Saying by Taylor Swift. That's the name of the song. Okay, last song of the day.
Last song of the
last
day.
Last story of the day.
We're playing all the hits.
I park my car wherever I want because I'm a millionaire. Only broke people care about tickets.
Oh, boy.
That's where we're at. We have
full
to
circle.
Make Kanye a billionaire again. And we have this. Is this the person?
Yeah, that's what I was just wondering.
So a young millionaire says he parks his pricey sports car wherever he wants because he isn't worried about paying for fines. The man, Luke Desmaris, has racked up more than 100 tickets in the past year after leaving his Lux BMW M4 on London's double yellow line roads where parking is strictly prohibited at all times. Broke people see a fine, but I see VIP parking.
I could hear you committing and not committing to that accent.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. Yeah. Like, kind of like how he parks.
Yes.
He commits to it, but doesn't.
Thank you. And then you pay the price
and then
later.
So he has over $8,100 in fines in the past 12 months. A figure that's small change given that he earns more than $1 million.
He could be giving that to Kanye.
Huh?
He could be giving that money to Kanye.
Seriously. Save a Kanye, ride a cowboy. Desmaris told the publication that he would prefer to save time and park in the prohibited spots rather than drive around town to find a regular space like a basic person. If I can save my time by doing that, then I will. It means I'm able to go home quicker to get back to trading. That's my logic behind it. I'll do it when I go shopping, especially in London. I'll just park it outside because it can be a nightmare to park otherwise. I started getting a few tickets here and there. You know what? I saw someone do this the other day. Mm-hmm. I did. Right on Holloway. Over by like Sunset and Holloway by Book Soup. There was like a big ass Lamborghini with like a ticket right on front of it. And I was like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Were they in Book Soup?
Probably not. But I get a
picking
ticket.
Picking up Jeanette McCurdy's book.
I parked outside of my place in a red zone that people park there to take their groceries out and everything all the time into our building. And I parked there in this DMV person, not a DMV person, a parking enforcer, mean lady.
You don't even care because you're a millionaire. You don't know where they're from.
And I was like, wait, I ran in to get my wallet because I didn't have my driver's license. And I'm like, sorry, I'm just pulling in to get my driver's license real quick. And she's like, sorry, I've already written the ticket. And mm-hmm. I was like, please, I have a child. Like, I was like,
yeah.
Billy
Isn't
Zane.
Isn't that funny? It's about being like persecuted, the power. It's not even about the money. It's about.
I wish I was this millionaire.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, I'm giving you a ticket. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Because then that person's like, wait, I didn't ruin your day.
This is a good story.
It's a good story. See?
Because it started out by me thinking, what an ignorant and
piece
then
of
now
shit.
The end, it's
and now
right.
It makes me want to work harder.
That's right.
Be better in my career,
yeah.
In my craft,
yeah,
and get to that level of just being like,
buy your ticket now to see Justin Martindale so that he can afford to pay a string of parking tickets that he's planning on getting.
On the spot.
On the spot.
On the spot. It's called parking tickets on the spot. Mm-hmm. It'll follow stand up on the spot.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to get a group of comics, yes. And we're going to give them all parking violations.
And say, then, dance, monkey, dance.
And then they
for your
have
dinner.
To win the crowd over, and the crowd decides whether they get their parking paid, their parking ticket paid or not.
I think you just found your next TV show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This guy becomes a judge.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I got to get back to trading, but got some trading to do.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I have to get back to Trader Joe's. That's what trading. I have to get to Trader Joe's. All right. Well, Mary Lynn, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
This was fun. Did you have a good time?
I had the best time.
Good. It's great seeing you. What do you got going on now? You will actually be in Las Vegas.
I will.
At the Tropicana.
So exciting.
At the Laugh Factory next weekend?
Yes, November 10th through 13th.
Go check her out if you're in the Vegas area.
Please.
Anything else you want to?
Buy my book called Famish, My Life at the Edge of Stardom. It's a good fall read. What do you want to do for the month of November?
Read. I want to get a ticket on my Lamborghini outside of Book Soup getting your book.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You won't get eaten by a python if you buy it.
Fingers crossed. I love you.
We'll see you.